This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants. Taking a look at some analysis from bar chart for our closing market summary. Both corn and soybeans are lower to end off the day. Taking a look at how they were trading around midday, we've got USDA reporting a private export sale of 136,000 metric tons of corn to unknown destinations this morning for 24-25 shipment. The S&P Global estimates the 2025 corn acreage to total 93.5 million acres, a 700,000-acre increase from the December estimate. A South Korean importer purchased a total of 136,000 metric tons of corn overnight. Algeria has tendered for 240,000 metric tons of corn, with offers due on Thursday. Taking a look at the soybean side of things, late on Tuesday, President Trump followed the Mexico and Canada tariff threat with a February 1st start date for potential 10% tariffs on China and the EU. Overnight, China has halted soybean imports from five Brazilian firms, citing phytosanitary requirements. We'll take a look at the closing market prices next.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
At the close, March corn down 5 3/4 at 484 1/4. March soybeans down 11 1/4 at 1056 even. March soybean meal up 480 at 315.80. Soybean oil down $1.35 at 44.42. Chicago wheat down 4 3/4 at 554 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 0.75 cents at 574 3/4. On the Merck, February live cattle up $3 at 200 and a nickel. March feeder cattle up 582 at 273.07. February lean hogs up 27 cents at 81.47. That's been a check of the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.